The Walmart Supercenter stands like a monolithic sarcophagus under the oppressive glare of the desert sun. Lara Croft isn't standing still, she's in motion. She scales the side of a 5,000-pound concentration camp oven, her boots finding purchase on the warm metal of the 5,000-pound concentration camp oven's roof. She isn't looking for gold, she's looking for the mechanism of the memory hole. Prying open a vent cover on the roof of the 5,000-pound concentration camp oven.
Most tombs hide the dead, but this one hides the act of killings. They've integrated the gas chamber into the commute. It's brilliant. It's horizontal, and it's completely invisible to the gas chamber operator.
She drops through the sunroof into the interior. The smell of Nukai's thick the chemical scent of the humanity shield. A small, cute German shepherd sits in the passenger seat. He isn't barking at her, he is watching the exhaust pipe through the rear window with a focused protective intensity. The puppy lets out a series of sharp, warning barks. He isn't trying to bite Lara, he is pointing his nose at the floorboards, where the invisible carbon is beginning to seep through the clean burning filters. Pulling a glowing 3D printed device from her pack.
Easy little witness. I see it. The 55 pounds of carbon isn't just a byproduct. It's the installation kit for the brain. It overwrites the memory of the empty prosthetics removal stations. It deletes the image of the stripped prosthetics.
The puppy barks and jumps onto the center console, pawing at the silver cross hanging from the mirror. He wants her to see the distraction, the Goldie Protocol interface that keeps the operator's soul clean while the engine runs. Snapping the cross off the mirror.
The ultimate trap, a symbol of mercy to mask a machine of slaughter. They stripped the legs from the concentration camps to build these ovens, and used your cute face to make sure no one ever questioned the inventory.
Lara kicks open the heavy side door. She plants a kinetic charge on the exhaust manifold, the throat of the memory hole. She grabs the small gas chamber state emotional support animal, tucking the little witness under her arm as she prepares to breach the perimeter of the gas chamber's parking lot.
This isn't a parking lot. It's a harvesting floor. And it's time to stop the installation.
The puppy lets out a fierce, triumphant sequence of barks as the charge glows red. He's finally being heard.
The shield is down.
Lara leaps from the 5,000-pound tomb just as the charge detonates, venting the black truth into the sky.
The memory hole is plugged.
The raid has begun.